Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Britney Spears' highly anticipated memoir, The Woman in Me, comes out tomorrow, but so does another celeb's. So John Stamos, of all people, is stepping up to the plate and saying, Britney, I know you have years of pop star trauma, but I'm going to bring the hot goss from my life. So his also gets released tomorrow. And there's a story from it that's leaked about the time he caught his girlfriend in bed with another man. So back in the 80s, I guess he dated this model slash actress, Terry Copp. And one time while he was out on the road, he kind of noticed that she was sort of ghosting him. So when he got back from traveling or whatever, he goes straight to her house. And so when he gets there, he sees in the driveway there's this vintage Porsche with a hairbrush, keys, and boxing gloves, like in the front seat. And there was also a poster.
That's
a
bad. Cheating on me with somebody who could fight?
Yeah, that's a bad sign. That's just mean,
right?
But there was also a poster of his then girlfriend Terry naked in it, and it had a little bit of her bootay showing. And he'd actually never seen this poster, so he couldn't get into her house. All the lights were off, so he goes to the back of it where there was this guest house, and the door was slightly open. So he does a little peekaboo inside, and all he sees on the bed are 4 feet protruding from the end of the blanket. So he's like, I can't really tell, obviously, who this guy is because, you know, they're doing their thing under the blanket.
And he can fight.
So I don't really think he even wanted to know who this person was. And so then he bounces, but I guess he somehow gets into the Porsche and grabs the poster where his girlfriend had signed it and addressed it to some guy named Tony. So he gets into the car, and this is so random. I don't know how he put two and two together when Elton John comes on the radio, but Tiny Dancer comes on the radio, and all of a sudden he starts singing it, and he goes, oh my gosh, I think my girlfriend is cheating with me with Tony Danza, because everyone has, you know, mispronounced the Tiny Dancer and said Tony Danza instead, and I guess that's how we put two and two together.
So was it really Tony Danza?
Yeah, that's what he's saying in the memoir. That's what's coming out in his new memoir, If You Would Have Told Me, which again, released tomorrow to compete with Britney's.
I mean, that's real sweet and all, Uncle Jesse, but you should have pushed the date on your release. Like, nobody's going to be talking about his book. Everybody's going to be talking. It's like how smart the movies, like the other movies that were supposed to come out on October 13th and decided not to because Taylor was releasing her Eras concert film and they pushed their release. That was the smart thing to do. And that's what Uncle Jesse should have done here.
Agreed.
Well, I wonder if people are going to get into the swing of reading a lot of celeb memoirs because of Britney's, and maybe they thought, oh, if I'm on Amazon just buying Britney's memoir, like, why not add Uncle Jesse's into the mix?
Yet another man trying to ride her coattails.
Speaking of Britney's, she's really dialed up posting those scandalous photos ever since getting out of her conservatorship. And a lot of people have been like, oh, this is interesting. A little bit of a change in behavior. And some more leaks from her memoir have come out, and she's speaking up as to why that is. So she says it all has to do with how many times she's taken photos or posed for others' approval. She said that she takes photos of herself nude or in nude dresses as an act of freedom. She says that people would understand, obviously, if you had to do so many photo shoots for, you know, magazines and things that maybe you didn't want to do or plan to do. It feels sort of like, you know, I'm kind of taking back control of the photos that I'm going to take and post the things that I want to photograph. So you'll be able to hear more stories like that again in her memoir that comes out, The Woman in Me, tomorrow, which might be number two compared to Uncle Jesse's that comes out for getting more hot girlfriend gossip.
Look, all this makes total sense with her. I mean, she really has been controlled for her entire life. So
even as an adult. How old is she now?
40-something?
Yeah, I think like 42, yeah. Maybe.
I mean, she's still going through this rebellious period in her 40s, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it feels a little bit like a rebellious teenager who's finally been given, getting off the leash a little bit. So, yeah, go Britney.
And you pre-ordered it, Cassie?
Audiobook. I'm going to do that tomorrow so I can listen to it in the car.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Did she auto-tune her voice on the audiobook?
Yeah, well, it's Michelle Williams.
Oh, that's right. Right.
Who's reading it.
That's a lot of work. She couldn't read that.
Yeah. No, she can read. She just doesn't want to read a whole book of her trauma.
Okay, we can all breathe a sigh of relief because Kanye West is not running for president. Oh. So in November of 2020...
And it would have been so close!
So he announced in November of 2022 that he was going to run for president, but now his attorney is speaking out because he told the Rolling Stone magazine he is not a candidate for office in 2024 and there is no campaign structure, obviously, or anything along those lines. He was also supposed to have a concert in Italy next weekend, which also looks like it's not happening. So he was set to premiere a new joint album with Ty Dolla $ign, and the stage that was constructed for this event has apparently been dismantled. So it's not been a good year for a boy yet. She's doing her own take on a fairly controversial song. I'll tell you what edgy track Sweet Little Dolly Parton is doing on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.